She says thanks for the discounted rate of 175. Give her an invoice.
Oh, okay. All right, we're on that, Matt. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Boca Raton, Florida, to Stillwater, Oklahoma, to Stade, Switzerland, to around the block, we are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this glorious winter morning, afternoon here in La La Land. We're looking out our windows here, and it is gorgeous. The palm trees are blowing. The skies are crystal clear blue. Not a cloud in the sky, and it is just
fantastic weather, Mark. If
gorgeous.
We were here last Thursday, though, didn't we have the monsoon last Thursday?
Was that last week? Yeah,
everything
that's right.
Was last Wednesday, Thursday.
Day.
Yeah, we were not in studio, but had we been, it would have been the monsoon out here. I know we're always talking, and whenever we're broadcasting live, it is always just beautiful.
A week ago
was the monsoon, last Wednesday and Tuesday. Wednesday and Thursday, we had it was a monsoon here in L.A. It was just rain, and some people called it actually, it was a storm. Was it a storm?
Yeah, we were on storm watch.
Yeah, I mean, it was coming down really bad, and we had the terrible fires out there in Malibu, and whenever there's a fire, when the rain comes, it's terrible because of mudslides and road closures and potholes, just... When Los Angeles gets rain, it is a nightmare. The rest of the country gets blizzards and storms and monsoons and hurricanes, and they survive. But when LA gets rain, forget it. But the bad thing is, Mike, people don't slow down. We had, last Thursday, I think, 387 accidents before 8 a.m. in the morning.
387 accidents?
Yeah.
That's
a
lot of accidents.
Yeah, but, you know, some of them are like fender benders or whatever, but I'm sure they're not all five-car pileups.
But what
a nightmare. Anyhow, good to be back in the studio. We've been extremely busy the last couple months.
Lots of stuff going on. Lots of stuff to cover.
No complaints.
We have a call-in. We got a guest calling in today as well.
Let's get to some happy birthdays real quick. Maybe a quick shout, and then we'll get right into it. Right, Mark?
Why not?
Okay. We're going to start off with 23 today, Mark. It's Mitzan. Mitzan. Who would you think Mitzan is?
Who I think Mitzan?
Yes.
Probably an influencer.
A YouTuber.
Oh, a YouTuber.
YouTuber.
Okay.
Turning 22 today is Carl Anthony Towns. He was, I think, the number one draft pick 3 years ago. And how about that?
He's number one draft pick in what?
NBA.
Oh.
And how about this? He's only 22 today. And he just signed like a $100 million contract
at the start of the season.
He's a center for Minnesota.
Wow.
But how about that? 22 years old, and he's already been playing 3 years and
what
already
team?
Signed Minnesota Timberwolves.
Huh. Okay.
Sean Murray. You know him from NCIS. You watch the show.
NCIS?
Yes.
No, I never watched the show unless RJ's
Sean
on.
Sean Murray, 40 years old today.
Don't know who the guy is.
Yeah, well, he's been invited to a couple of our events. He has not attended, but he is RSVP'd.
Huh.
Jimmy Choo, you know the dude with the shoes.
Yeah, the shoe guy.
How old?
I'd say 52.
65.
Yeah, it was close.
65
Very
today.
Close.
Ed Asner, you know Ed.
Well, he must be 90.
Close. 88.
88, wow.
He's 88 years old today.
Yeah, I saw him at some event last week, and he looked old, and he's got a cane. He could barely walk. I guess he's 88, right?
Yeah. Happy 50th birthday today, Mark, to rapper E-40.
There's a rapper that's 50?
Yeah.
Boy.
Hard to believe, right?
Rappers, you think, are 20 and 30-ish.
That's E-40, and that sounds like a today's name, not something from 30 years
ago.
And last but not least, Mark, 20 candles on the birthday cake today is Instagram influencer Gloco Gaming.
Wow.
Gloco Gaming. Happy birthday, y'all.
Gloco, is that an American?
Gloco.
Or is he from some other country?
He's an American. Gloco sounds like loco with the G. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
What else is going on here, Mark? We got a call coming in about 10 minutes.
Right,
so.
A cannabis company that is going to be participating in our upcoming biggest event of the year to celebrate the Oscars on February 22nd in Hollywood. Looking forward. We've had hemp, I guess you can call it hemp, or cannabis products in the past.
I'm not quite exactly sure what the difference is, but I'm sure our call-in will be able to tell us if there is a difference.
Right, I think, isn't hemp what's used to make the cannabis? I think that's the actual
I think you might be right, and I know they can make, a lot of things are made with hemp, but I think some clothing is made with hemp, too.
Right, that's right. I think hemp is the ingredient, and the cannabis is the byproduct, or
well,
the
I'm looking
product.
Forward to the call-in to get some, detailed
some
information.
Insight.
Into
what's going on?
On what's going on.
Hey, we have been, like you said, we've been really busy over the last
2 months.
So
have we talked about our trip to Boca?
Boca was a month ago, right?
Yeah, November 10th.
I'm not sure if we did or not. So why don't we start off with that, because it was such a wonderful trip.
Yeah.
First off, we want to be a big thank you and a shout out to Chris Everett Organization, or the Chris Everett Charities. which is basically the reason we went out to Boca / Miami / Palm Beach, is to produce the official gift bags for the Chris Everett, Raymond James celebrity tennis
Pro-Am.
Tournament.
Yeah.
Pro-Am.
Yeah, call it a Pro-Am.
Great weekend, as it always is. We arrive Thursday evening. We check into the hotel. We got a bite to eat because we were starving at that point. Friday morning, woke up, went out and had breakfast. Went to headquarters for the Chris Everett Charities, checked in on some things, made sure that all the products had gotten there, they wore. Then we went on to, I think we started off our day with Miami, went down to Miami, visited bar that's been there for half a century.
Yeah, the, it's Playboy calls it the biggest, most popular dive bar in the country.
And what great thing also, we were in South Beach, so we went to the Gianni Versace Mansion, which was the site of Gianni Versace's assassination. Then it was closed for a while. Then they opened it up as a hotel. Then it was closed again. Now it's a restaurant / bar. So for the first time, we were able to enter the Versace murder mansion, and we went to the bar, which I believe that they said was imported from Italy, the bar area or whatever.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, they moved the entire bar from
Italy,
piece by piece.
Yeah, and so we had ourselves a nice, I think we had a Patroni, a beer.
We did.
Not to be mixed with Joe Patroni from Airport fame, but we had the Patroni beer, enjoyed that. Then we went back to headquarters, changed for the poolside cocktail party at the Boca Resort and Club, which is fantastic. This is where they introduce the celebrities. You have your cocktails. We met and meet and greet the different people that were there. We bunched into a lot of Storage Wars fans, had a great time Friday night at the cocktail party. Saturday morning was the tennis matches started there in Delray Beach at the Delray Beach Tennis Club. We were there for the afternoon, enjoyed the tennis.
Good event, good charity, good partnership, and always a good time. It's a four-day event for us, and it goes
by
so quick.
Then we went out to the gala, the grand gala that Saturday night, again, back at the Boca Resort and Club.
Yeah.
Huge event, huge, great. Seal was, he wasn't the assigned performer for the evening, but before the event started, he got on the stage to start singing.
He was one of the celebrity
tennis players. I'm not a big Seal fan, but boy, he was good.
He was real good. So thank you, and big shout out for the Chris Everett charity. We love partnering with them. I forgot to mention, Mark, today's show and every show for the next 2 months is going to be sponsored by the American Chinese CEO Society.
That was the American Chinese CEO Society. Welcome aboard as a sponsor.
And they are celebrating the 2019 Oscars, and that's where our partnership is coming with them, Mark, for their Oscar China Night. How about that? Doesn't that sound
exciting?
It's
an Oscar viewing party, correct?
It's more than just an Oscar viewing party, Mark. On Oscar Night, which is February 24th, it is Oscar China Night, taking place at the Taglione Center in the heart of Hollywood.
Love it.
Special guest fashion show by designer Su Wong. We'll talk about Su in a little bit. But special guest designer Su Wong. There's a red carpet, which starts at 3 o'clock to 4:30. The Oscar ceremony, Mark, starts at 4:30. Fashion show starts at 6. So the fashion show will be going on
during the Oscars?
During the Oscars as well. So it's a
It's
a multifaceted event. The dinner and party, Mark, start at 7 p.m. and go till midnight.
Wow.
So
it's going to be a long night for us.
It's going to be a long night for us. It's going to be a long night for them. Tickets are still available at American-Chinese-CEO.org. So tickets are still available for Oscar China Night on February 24th in the heart of Hollywood. Celebrate it with us and celebrate it with the American Chinese CEO Society.
Wow. Well, I am looking forward to that. I am going to clear my Oscar Night calendar and look forward to getting on my tux, getting out there. And I think he's got some great celebrities on this list too, Matt, isn't he?
Yeah.
Chris Noth from Sex and the City,
Chris
who
Noth
we just met in Boca Raton.
Right, the Chris Everett event. Kevin Sorbo, your favorite, one of your favorites, Andy Garcia.
Andy Garcia will be there.
Andy Garcia.
John Sally, basketball great, John Sally. Geez, and I know there's a bunch of other ones.
There's a lot of Chinese talent. Unfortunately, I don't have that in front of me. We're waiting to get a press release from them with more details, but we just want to make sure that we start off right with sharing as much information as possible. Like I said, tickets are still available. So, and Su Wong is providing the fashion show.
Wow.
And speaking of Su Wong, we had the
pleasure.
The pleasure of getting an invitation to her New Year's Eve soiree, which we're happy to
attend.
And this is coming from a surprise because she suffered a little bit during the Malibu fires. Her art house is what the name of her property is in Malibu. She survived the fire. However, it got as close as her yard, and it burnt her garden, her cactus area. So close, very close. Could you imagine?
Remarkable.
We've been to her home before, and it's a beautiful home. So
yeah.
she's very lucky that only the gardens were. We don't want to lose anything, but better than losing the house and no lives either. So big shout out to Su Wang, happy to partner with the Chinese society. So I'm looking forward to that party. And speaking of parties, last night we attended the mixer.
Yeah, it's a mixer
slash early holiday party.
Estate Managers Coalition in partnership with the
Niche Beverly Hills,
which is a Beverly Hills high end
furniture
outlet or store.
Yeah.
I mean, it's where you go to buy a $5,000 couch,
yeah.
I guess is what I'm trying to say here, or a $1,000 lamp.
I love it as much as you do when you walk into some place and the champagne is being poured right there.
You mean as you walk in and they hand it to you?
Yeah.
It's always a great way to enter a party.
Oh, and speaking of that, just last week we're at the Soho House, which is a private club here in Hollywood. Actually,
was that just a week ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or was that 2 weeks ago? That was 2 weeks ago today.
Oh, that's right, because a week ago was the downpour.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks, so, you're right. We're
Soho is
a
globally private membership club. We were invited to.
It was a Hyundai party.
Hyundai was getting ready to introduce.
Our friends in South Korea.
Yeah, our friends in South Korea.
Thank you. South Korea.
Again,
Hyundai.
They introduced. We were greeted with the champagne right when you walked through the door. With the old-fashioned style champagne glasses, right?
Right.
Not the flutes, the style that it used to be.
And speaking of the Hyundai party at the Soho House, there was also in partnership with that designer, right? And we were getting those bags when we left.
Yeah.
Do you remember what the name of that designer was?
No, and I don't even remember what I did with my bag.
Yeah,
but
it's great. And then the thing is great about these type of parties you go to is when they're. By the way, Matt, we should have a call coming in 3 minutes if the right number went out.
Yeah.
So a little off on that one.
If
but
you're
we'll
listening,
see.
Kelsey, hopefully you got the number. There was a little bit of a.
Snafu. I transposed the numbers. But anyhow, it's great when they have the media wall. It's great when they have the booze right when you walk in. It's also great when they have the hors d'oeuvres passing around, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And there was good stuff, too.
Yeah.
Right?
It was good stuff last night, too.
And,
but the Soho House was great because it's right overlooking.
It's
the borderline between West Hollywood and Beverly Hills and the Sunset Strip. We're in, I think, the 24th floor. It was a wonderful evening, very clear. So you got a cool DJ, and there was a fashion designer. So it wasn't a fashion show they had, but I know you posted that real cool video of them all dancing, wearing their garb.
Yeah.
But
and it was also nice that we took the elevator up to the 24th floor, and then our Hyundai host was escorting us to the private club, and the doorman that opened the door was none other than a Storage Wars fan.
Go figure that. He was a young guy, too.
Yeah.
Our demographic is either kids or older people, right? And this guy was like in his 20s.
Yeah, so it's always good to see a Storage Wars fan out there.
Yeah.
We're still out there. The repeats are running around the clock, around the world at any time. So stay tuned to A&E and FYI Network to see the next episode of Storage Wars.
Yeah, are we coming up soon or do you know? Have you checked?
I don't know. We're nothing coming up in the next week or so. So
last night was Wednesday. That's when the new episodes air.
I haven't watched one of the new episodes yet, the new season.
Yeah. I watched, I guess they premiered a couple weeks ago, and I watched a couple episodes. I got to say they were pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got to say they were pretty good.
Well, that's always good to know.
Yeah. Not, it's very entertaining. I don't watch on a weekly basis, but when I do, I'm...
Hey, how about that? Christmas is just less than 2 weeks away. Have you started your Christmas shopping?
I did, just a little bit last weekend. I'm going to get into the meat and potatoes probably this week, but
I have not started at all yet.
Yeah.
I've got to get out there.
I usually wait to the last minute, though, every year.
Yeah,
Well,
same here. But usually by now I've gotten something. But I guess it'll get down to the nitty gritty in the next 48 hours or next 72 hours as it's a busy weekend coming up here. We just got tickets. We're going to the
Barry Manilow Christmas.
Yeah, Barry
at the
Manilow
Microsoft
Christmas
Theater
tomorrow night
downtown L.A. So. We just got tickets this morning.
Yeah.
So that's That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, well, you know, it's he's somebody I've always liked for 40 years. He's always got some good tunes, and he seems like a nice enough guy.
Saw him 30 years ago at the Greek Theater. Then we had the pleasure. Oh, did we meet him, Mark, when we did that Barbara Streisand thing?
Well, we didn't meet him. We were as close as we are right now as he walked past us.
Yeah.
But he was somebody that you just don't want to really approach and just say...
you don't hear much about him these days.
No, well, you know, he had that residency at the Westgate in Vegas for a couple of years, I think.
The Westgate,
he?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we stayed when we were there in April.
And it was for a couple of years, I think, he did that. And then I think he stopped, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, anyhow, it's 11:15. Not sure if the call is going to make it in because of the snafu with the phone numbers.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, why don't we move on?
Yeah, fantastic. I'll wait a little bit to do any of these shout-outs. So I don't want to get too deep into
it. We attended the our annual thing. Every year we go to the L.A. Auto Show. So I want to say a big thank you to the L.A. Auto Show for allowing us to attend last Sunday. It was the last day, and I was expecting it to be light, but it was pretty crowded last Sunday, right?
It was crowded.
You know?
It was crowded. 10 days. I wonder how many people go through those doors over the course of the 10 days.
You got to wonder, because 10 days is a lot of time, and every time we've gone, it's always been crowded. So it's... you know, it was a great event, because it's a great way to see some cars if you're thinking about you're
buying
in the market.
Yeah.
You could, you know, and plus nowadays also, you know, the last couple of years they've had all these test drives out in the front.
Yeah.
It looks like we've got a call coming in, so let me get this real quick here. Hello, you've reached the Tastemakers in Los Angeles. Who am I speaking with?
This is Chris with 1933 Industries.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
1933 Industries.
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. What is 1933 Industries?
Well, we're a publicly traded marijuana company out of Canada with assets of hemp and marijuana here in the United States.
Wow, that sounds... I mean, when was the last time you could have actually heard a publicly traded marijuana company? That sounds funny.
Ways, hey, sure.
You know, Chris, I'm not sure if you were listening to the show when we first started this morning. We were talking about hemp and exactly what hemp is. Could you give us more of a detailed rundown and overview? Exactly?
Well, we were trying to compare hemp and cannabis. And
right.
We think we know what cannabis is, more or less, but hemp is what I believe is the ingredient or whatever that goes into cannabis or marijuana.
Not quite. It's actually really interesting. So federally, the definition of hemp is a cannabis plant that contains less than 0.3% THC.
Okay.
So that's hemp. So
okay.
If you have a plant and you plant it as hemp and it's 0.3% THC, that's hemp. And if the plant right next to it is 0.4% THC, that's marijuana.
Wow.
And so where does cannabis come into this?
It's all cannabis.
It's all okay. So it's
cannabis is, yeah. So cannabis is your scientific name, right, for the plant, and hemp is defined as cannabis plant that has less than 0.3% THC, and marijuana is defined as the cannabis plant that has more than 0.3% THC.
So
a tenth of a percentage of THC is your only difference of definition between hemp and cannabis, or hemp and marijuana.
Before it became all legal here in California, hemp was legal then, correct? Hemp has always been legal?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Hemp has always been legal. The compounds found in hemp, isolated like CBD, have not always been legal. In California, you have an industrial hemp law that allows for the cultivation and production and sale of industrial hemp in the state of California. So in California recently, that's where you see it. A lot of people took a look at the 2014 Farm Bill that said, you know, we can now cultivate hemp, and they said, well, now that the U.S. Farm Bill from 2014 says that, then CBD is legal. Well, the DEA came out and said, no, we can consider CBD as marijuana extracts. So it was kind of a gray area. So we look at now, we're sitting, President Trump's got 2018 Farm Bill sitting on his desk that's passed the Senate and the House, and waiting for a signature from him that will completely legalize CBD, hemp, and its extracts, decriminalize it, declassify it, and allow for federal funding for farmers and processors and research and banking and regulations, the whole nine yards. So we're really just kind of on the pinnacle of the start of the hemp industry here in the United States.
Wow, that's amazing.
Now, you're calling from Canada. How does it No, you're not calling from Canada?
I'm calling from Vegas. So our headquarters are here in the States.
Okay.
And we work out of Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Now, your website is, what is the website?
It's CannaHemp, CannaHemp.com.
Now, anybody who wants to purchase, so they legally they can go to your website and purchase all your cannabis hemp products that are on there.
Correct.
Okay.
And we'll ship it right to you.
That's fantastic. That's amazing.
We're found in close to 600 shops around the country also. So if you're in one of those areas, you can pick up our products in any of those shops.
Here's a good question for you. How do you prevent like somebody from 16 years old who gets onto the website to make a purchase?
Well, there's a question that you ask. Are you over the age?
Okay.
And they answer it. And then there's credit cards. So, you know, we can't.
Yeah, they can't police it entirely.
A 14-year-old wants to steal his mother's card and lie about it.
Nowadays, you know, a 14-year-old could have a debit card, through Visa, and that could work. I was just kind of curious, how do you...
Well, they can also purchase alcohol online, too, so it's...
Well, they don't sell alcohol online.
No, a lot of places you could buy a bottle of booze. Most places...
Absolutely.
So it's just something, it's an area you just can't police the internet. If somebody wants to buy something, they're going to buy something.
Correct.
Fantastic. Well, we know
the
that you are.
The thing about our product is it's not psychoactive, right? So there's no THC in any of our products, and we triple test everything to make sure that our products are 100% THC free. And so even if somebody underage did get a hold of a product and tried to consume enough of it that it would make an effect to them, they'd probably just fall asleep.
Yeah. Boy, this industry is so scientific now. I mean, you sound like you're the professor on Gilligan's Island with all this information shooting out here. I mean, it's most people don't understand what all goes into hemp or cannabis. So thanks for sharing that with us. We're excited to have your brand at the Oscar Suite in February, on February 22nd. So you will be coming out here. Well, I guess you're based in, you said, Las Vegas, right?
Yeah, based in Vegas, but we've got about 150 retail shops in Cali that we sell to, primarily dispensaries, and so we've got location out there, and we'll be able to. We look forward to the event and providing our products.
Long has your business been operating here?
Yeah, so we established our business in 2016.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so just a couple of years, and how's business?
2 years. So we've had 30% quarter-over-quarter growth for the past 6 quarters. So it's booming, and it doesn't look like it's going to slow down anytime soon.
You sound like a scientific chief operating officer.
Yeah, that's why they pay me the big bucks.
Bingo. Well, that sounds great. What was the website again? If our listeners want to visit.
CannaHemp.com, CannaHemp. We've got all kinds of lotions and topicals and oils and capsules and smokable products and concentrates.
How about candy?
We've got products for athletes and for pets.
Chocolates? Any chocolates?
Name it. No
chocolate
candy
bars?
Or edibles or chocolates.
Okay.
Did you say you had a product for pets as well?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So one of the biggest growing sectors of our industry is the pet products. So just like humans, pets have arthritis and joint pains and anxiety.
Interesting.
And so CBD works just as well for them as it does for humans. And so a lot of people are finding it for traveling with their animals, or if they've got one with separation anxiety when they leave the house, or older with joint pain and immobility, that CBD is helping them live a better life.
Seems like it's almost a miracle drug for everybody nowadays, including pets. Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Well, Chris, thanks for calling in. Thanks for sharing all that with us.
Absolutely.
They say you learn something new every day, and I think we both just learned a heck of a lot today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Educated.
Educated. So we're looking forward to seeing you in February, and I'm sure we'll have some more questions for you when we see you.
You got it.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks a lot, Chris. You take care. Have a great day.
See you soon.
Happy holidays.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Boy, oh boy, there's a lot to learn about the cannabis industry, that's for sure. So hemp is... Something's still ringing here. So hemp is legal then if it's 3.8 or what have you, but if it's 4.0, then it's marijuana. Never even knew that. So that's been the whole thing with hemp, I guess, over these years when I've always heard hemp mentioned. But anyhow, fantastic. Looking forward to having their brand on board.
Absolutely. It seems like, like you said before, cannabis is now a miracle drug.
Yeah.
helps and benefits everybody. And, you know, I guess it's a good thing that they did finally legalize it, because, you know, a lot of people were making a lot of money illegally.
Yeah.
So now you've got the big boys involved, which will bring some respectability to this thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, more power to them, more power to everybody. And we look forward to having Canna Hemp, I think it's CannaHemp.com, participate February 22nd here in Hollywood.
And speaking of that, Mark, before we go too much further, I want to give a big shout-out to another company participating in our upcoming Oscar event. They're from Canada, 10fed.org. That's TENFED.org. They are a clothing brand based in Toronto. We love Toronto. That offers unique and yet meaningful everyday apparel. They started in 2015 with a mission to help and feed as many hungry children as possible. As for every 10 fed items sold, 10 meals are provided, Mark, to hungry and homeless children across the globe. Not only cool clothes, but a great cause, from tees and scarves to hoodies and even candles and kidwear and headwear. Please check out 10fed.org for a great cause and some fantastic apparel. And it's from Canada, so we always like partnering with our friends from across the
border. Did you say they're based in Toronto?
They are based in Toronto.
Yeah, I was watching some of the Clipper game the other night. They were in Toronto playing the Raptors,
yes.
Which I think the Raptors are number one or number two in the country in the NBA.
Yeah, they have the best
in the country.
Yeah.
They're from Canada. But anyhow, they were doing the game there, and Ralph Lawler, who's the announcer, and he's been the announcer for years, and unfortunately he retires next year, but he was saying how they love Toronto, they love always going to Toronto, but he says, it seems like every time we go to Toronto, we're only there in the winter, and it's always 5 degrees outside.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
And we did an award show a couple months ago during the summer when it was really hot out here. We met somebody from Toronto, Mark. Remember, he said that Toronto is rated the best city to go to in the summer?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Which, that really made no sense. I forget who that was, and that was more than a few months ago, I think.
Oh, we love the city, but I'm not sure if it's the best city to be in the summer across the globe.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I mean...
But in any event, big shout-out to 10fed.org. And look forward to having you on board in February, back to our Oscar event.
Yeah, should be good. Looking forward to it. So, you know, like we were saying, that tomorrow we're doing the Barry... Well, I'm going to a holiday cocktail party prior to the concert at the Elite California Club. It's one of the old-fashioned... It's not a men's-only club.
That's funny, I was going to say that.
It's one of those old stodgy type of clubs, I think, you know, where the big leather chairs, and you go in and smoke a stogie and have a nice bourbon on the rocks, and you just read the newspaper and just get into the happenings of the day. So I'll be attending that tomorrow evening prior to going to the Barry Manilow concert. And then I was thinking, when the Barry Manilow concert ends at about 11 o'clock or so, maybe we hightail over to the tallest building west of Mississippi and have a cocktail.
That sounds great. You know, the concert starts at 8. It'll probably be over about 9:45, I'm thinking. I don't think it's basically a Christmas show. But that's a great idea. I like that idea. Hey, real quick, Mark, I know there was a couple quick birthdays I forgot to mention that I want to.
Okay.
Three interesting people. Jamie Foxx, how old do you think he is?
50.
He looks good for his age. He is 50.
50 exact 50?
50 exactly, yeah. Taylor Swift is her birthday today.
I know that.
She's been around the world. I mean, she's been around for... How old do you think she is?
I think she's 33.
She's 28, and we had the pleasure of meeting her...
At the Canadian Country Music Awards.
Yeah.
That
was in Edmonton. We had the pleasure of meeting Jamie Foxx at the Kentucky Derby.
Right.
And turning 92 today is Dick Van Dyke.
Wow.
We've never met him, but he's 92 today. But happy birthday to the three of you. And sorry about the not mentioning you earlier.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say a big shout-out, because a couple of things here. Our friends at Santa Anita.
Oh,
By the way, opening day at the racetrack is December 26th.
Day it's after Christmas, up. Yeah.
It's
That's
it's,
a big thing, right?
Yeah. It's,
opening day?
I think, yeah, for Santa Anita, I think the opening day is the biggest event they have.
Wow.
For the day.
Than the Derby, huh?
Yeah, you know, because the Derby's big in Louisville and...
But I think you're right.
Yeah. So they have this thing. They started this first thing, and now we'll get to the opening day. Well, actually, we'll get to the opening day right now. So it's the 26th. They've got a lot of packages available. Go to santanita.com. We will be going to the Chandelier Room, which is... you know, it's a fantastic place to go.
Classy room.
You know, classy room.
Smothered with chandeliers.
Chandeliers, which is why it's called
classy.
The Chandelier Room.
Wonderful food.
What we're going to be going to is what they call whiskey in winter at the Chandelier Room, which basically means there's whiskey samplings.
Wow.
You know, which is fantastic.
Yeah, we love the samples.
Now, whiskey in winter package includes entrance into the Chandelier Room at Santa Anita Park, a delicious buffet, complimentary whiskey tasting, racing program, wagering tip sheet.
Oh, that's helpful.
Yeah.
Especially for you.
And they've got, they're starting off with breakfast pastries, chocolate croissants, butter croissants, banana bread, coffee bar.
Coffee bar.
And then for lunch, get this. So they've got the buffet, shrimp cocktail and Cajun prawns.
Oh, get out.
Smoked Scottish salmon, fresh seasonal fruits and berries, kale Caesar salad, heirloom tomato and mozzarella salad, roasted California vegetables and balsamic syrup, artisan cured meats, sweet treats, chocolate fondue, and on and on and on. In addition to that, they've got the racing.
Yeah, you know, Mark, they always have a wonderful assortment of foods, but what you just described to us sounds like the best.
Yeah, and tickets are still available at santanita.com. And if you can't make it to the Chandelier Room, they've got all sorts of other packages going on, all sorts of programs where you can do
to fit into everybody's
side.
Budget.
Yeah, you know,
yeah.
whether it's
just walking in or whether it's the VIP top of the line, where, you know, nowadays there's always the premium VIP for everything. You know, I just
and also at Santa Anita, like I started saying, was the Winterfest. This is the first year they've had Winterfest at Santa Anita Park.
Oh yeah.
Now Winterfest is fantastic.
That was 3 weeks ago we were at that.
Wow. You can go to the website for the Winterfest. It's theoddmarket.com. Tickets are still available for that. Now, if you they've got free parking at Santa Anita for this thing.
That's a
and
plus.
If you just want to go there on a budget, it's $5 per person to get in, and that includes a free cup of cocoa and cookie with every paid admission.
Cocoa and cookie.
The kids 3 and under are free. Now, this is just gets you in, and you get you the free parking, get you in, and get you the free cocoa. And then you could purchase stuff a la carte, which basically, I mean, you could buy, you know, they've got ice skating there. They've got photos with Santa. They've got ornament making, holiday movies, horse-drawn carriages, giant inflatables. They've got this giant snow globe that you could actually get inside.
Oh, yeah, that was slippery.
Right?
It was very slippery. Tough to stay
pony
balanced,
rides, but petting zoo, pop-up shops,
fun
vendors,
stuff.
Food, drink. It's a great merry time over there at Santa Anita, which is in Arcadia. Go to the oddmarket.com. This thing goes through, I think, January 2nd. So you still got a couple weeks to go. And again, big thank you to our friends over there at Santa Anita for allowing the Harris Brothers to attend this fantastic event. And we hope it's a big success.
Yeah.
And they come back again next year.
I'm sure we'll be looking forward to it very much so. It is the holiday season. We're deep into it. Like you said, you're going to a holiday
party.
Got
a tree last week.
Tomorrow. We went to a holiday thing last night. Rodeo Drive did their Christmas tree lighting 2 weeks ago. I was
Where
there.
Where do they have the tree?
It's on Rodeo 2.
Oh, Rodeo Place, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the little where, like, Jose Ibarra's thing is? Okay.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. Every night, Mark, they have carriage rides. I think they're complimentary.
Down Rodeo Drive?
Yeah, down Rodeo Drive. So that's a wonderful thing. And speaking of the holidays kicked off the day after Thanksgiving with, well, not the day after Thanksgiving, the weekend after, with the Hollywood Christmas Parade. We had the pleasure of riding in it a couple years ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
Yeah, so that was a great way for the holidays to start here in Southern California. And as we're walking into the studio, they still have the signs up on the lamppost, the banners outside.
The
so I'm not sure if you've seen it yet, but it should this weekend. I think it's going to start broadcasting across the country.
Yeah, I hope
even in L.A. someplace. So the Hollywood Christmas Parade, like I said, Mark and I had the pleasure of riding in it a couple years
ago. That was really a fun thing.
Yeah,
you know, it
sure
starts
was.
Off right there in front of Grauman's Chinese. We were in the us and the wives were in the back of a 1965 Lincoln
Johnny,
Continental.
It was the Johnny Drama Lincoln Continental from the show Entourage. How cool was that?
Yeah, and it was unseasonably warm that night.
Yeah.
We came bundled up in scarves and gloves and everything, and it was, I don't know, 70 degrees at the start of the parade.
So with the holiday season always comes the award season, which is right on the corner. Moments ago, we were talking about our upcoming gifting suite to celebrate Oscars in Hollywood, but it's nominations week. Last week were the Grammys.
And the Golden Globes.
And the Golden Globes. Earlier this week were the Critics' Choice Awards. Yesterday were the SAGs.
Yep.
And is that it for right now? The SAGs?
Yeah, that's and then the Oscars are in a month. It's January 20th, I think. So we got just about 4 weeks of the Oscars, the granddaddy of all award shows. But, everything's piling up.
Yeah. So, and speaking of the Oscars, Mark, what are your thoughts on the Kevin Hart thing?
Well, really, well, first off, I'm not a big Kevin Hart fan.
Yep.
So when he was announced, I'm thinking he's just a loudmouth comedian.
Yeah.
So I wasn't keen on it. But then they found some old tweets, and this is what I'm not keen on either. The Academy found some old tweets he put out 5 years ago or whatever. If he put something out 5 years ago and 5 years ago, he apologized for it 5 years ago.
Yeah.
As much as I'm not a big Kevin Hart fan, I don't think that's what happened was right.
I agree.
Because everybody's got a little baggage in their background.
Yeah.
Somebody said this about that guy or this about this person. I'm not saying it's good that you know people say this stuff, but you can't dig. It's not like these guys are. You're hosting the Oscars. You're not getting in front of Congress to get approved to be Supreme Court or whatever. You're hosting the Oscars.
Yeah.
You don't have to dig 5 years back to see what this guy did or said about somebody. It's kind of silly.
Yeah, you know? I agree.
I think the Academy acted incorrectly in this case.
I agree.
And like Jerry Seinfeld said. You know,
it's
not going to hurt him. He's still doing great, but now the Academy's got to find somebody else. My pick, go back to Billy Crystal. That guy is a great host.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy knows how to do it.
He's funny.
And
he's clean.
And he came back a few years ago, I think.
He's
so,
He's funny.
Reach out to him or reach out to Jimmy Kimmel. I guess he hosted a couple times. He's good at that, too.
Yeah.
So,
go to
these proven ones that have been successful.
I agree, Mark. I agree.
Ricky Gervais already said no. He doesn't want to do it. I liked him, actually, when he hosted the Golden Globes.
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, he's straightforward. But I guess he's got too much baggage, too.
He's got a lot of baggage. Yeah. And
so they're going to stay away from him. But you want something that's proven?
Yeah.
Go with Billy Crystal. Go with Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
And I think you're good to go.
That being said, Mark, I'd like to give a shout-out to another one of our clients participating with our upcoming Oscar event.
Wow.
GourmetGhee.com. That's GourmetGhee, G-H-E-E.com. You ask, what the heck is Gourmet Ghee? You know what it is, Mark?
No.
The Gourmet Ghee company is on a mission to introduce clarified ghee butter, one flavor at a time. I like that.
What's ghee?
By using an exclusive grass-fed French butter and natural ingredients, they bring to you this simple superfood with endless benefits, Mark, made with 100% grass-fed and organic butter. So it's made with the butter. They got a great-looking jar. The presentation is key. And when you're selling stuff and you're competing with other brands, presentation is key. So if you'd like to get more information about Gourmet Ghee, go to their website at GourmetGhee, that's G-H-E-E.com. Check it out. Buy some of the stuff. They also participated, Mark, in our gift bags for the Chris Everett charity event. A month ago.
Great.
Big shout out to them for participating in not only a wonderful charity event, but also participating with our upcoming Celebrity Lifestyle Gifting Suite to honor the Oscars, Mark, in Hollywood during Oscar week.
Wow.
So big shout out to them. Thank you very much.
Did we get a sample of it?
We didn't. You know, that's a funny thing. We usually try to get a sample. I'll reach out to them. Hey, did you hear about the SpaceX? I haven't heard SpaceX in a while because, God bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you. It's all about what is the guy's name that has the Tesla? Elon Musk. What's the name of his space company?
Is it his SpaceX?
No, SpaceX is Richard Branson.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, having $250,000 to ride the SpaceX starting next year with Branson.
Well,
it just brings you to the cusp of space.
That sounds like a great deal. You know, there's 2,500 billionaires in the world, so.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a billionaire,
but it only takes you to the cusp.
Well, that's good enough. I think that's great. But did not the Concorde bring you to the cusp?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the difference?
You're right about. I guess. Yeah. Because you were right in the edge of outer space, I thought, with the Concorde. I don't know. I might be wrong about that, but I remember seeing videos and movies and things where they were on the Concorde.
Yeah.
And they were right there.
I think that's why they went so fast, right?
Well, no, but I think it was the altitude or something. Who knows? I'll have to research that now since I thought about it, the Concorde and SpaceX. But, yeah, I don't know what Elon Musk's company is. I thought that was... Is this mine?
Oh, geez, Mark, I made a mistake. Yeah, that's yours. SpaceX is Elon Musk. Virgin Galactica is Branson. So my apologies. It is Virgin Galactica.
Apology accepted.
Virgin Galactica starting 2020. $250,000.
Wow. Like I said, there's 2,200 billionaires. So, hey, you know, I live in the San Gabriel Valley right outside of Pasadena, which is right next to the cozy little village of Sierra Madre.
Yes.
There's a little theater in Sierra Madre Village called the it's the Sierra Madre Playhouse. Now, I've never visited this thing, but it's just a cozy little place, and they've got their lineup of shows this year or this season, and one of the shows is a Christmas story. Now, I've never seen a play of The Christmas Story, but this thing looks like it's going to be fantastic. And I believe tickets are still available at SierraMadrePlayhouse.org. I would say it's an intimate theater. By that, I mean it's smaller. You know, there's only a few hundred or less than a few hundred seats in this thing. The performances are going through December 30th, and tickets are available at most of the performances still. Now, you'll remember The Christmas Story from the Darren McGavin, Peter Billingsley movie from the early 80s, which they played to death on TNT around Christmas time.
It's 24 hours of it, I think, right?
Right. It's with the ugly leg lamp that the old man wins at a contest. But anyhow, this is going to be a great performance. It's playing at the Sierra Madre Playhouse in the little village of Sierra Madre, SierraMadrePlayhouse.org. Go there, get tickets. Tickets are still available for most performances, and it's A Christmas Story. What better way to enjoy the holidays than seeing...
When is that again, Mark?
It's now through December 30th.
Yeah.
Right?
December 30th. Great.
Yeah. So, thanks for the invite. Looking forward to A Christmas Story.
Fantastic. Hey, what are your thoughts on the whole Paris Hilton thing where she was getting married, she got engaged with this guy like a year ago, and he gave her like a $3 million diamond ring, engagement ring, okay? She called it off for whatever reason. She seems really dopey, but anyhow, she called it off, and she's not giving the ring back.
Well, that's outrageous.
Yeah.
You know, if you're engaged... That's the engagement ring for the engagement.
Yeah.
If the engagement ring is the engagement is off, you have to give the ring back. Regardless if she broke it off or he broke it off.
So if he gave it to her and then he bailed out, you don't think she should still keep it?
No.
Okay.
The engagement is off. It's null and void.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that she canceled it, this makes me look at it like she can create a cottage industry over this. She can continue getting engaged, continue getting these rings, continue bailing out, and continue keeping the rings.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
I don't know what this guy does, but he must be doing pretty good if he could spend a couple million bucks on a ring. But she does. She gets paid $1 million a gig to DJ, which blows me away right there. But she's got money.
She's
got
jewelry. She's got to be worth at least $100 million, I think. You know.
Give the damn ring back. And on the Today Show the other day, I think it was the Today Show, they had a wedding, what was her position or her title? I'm not quite sure.
Wedding expert?
Etiquette is you give the ring back.
You have to,
yeah. And she even said, legally, you have to give the ring back.
Again, I think this is going to go to a lawsuit, and I think this guy's got a good chance of winning because the engagement ring is for an engagement.
Yeah.
That partnership is dissolved.
Yeah.
You don't keep the ring.
Yeah,
you
got to
give it back. And the worst thing about this is she does not need it. She's worth at least $100 million.
Yeah.
She's got plenty of dough. Why would you want to keep that ring? Because that's only going to remind you of the guy who gave it to you.
Yeah.
In love to say, I love you. I want to spend my life with you. I want to get engaged with you. I want to marry you. Here's a ring for our love. And then she keeps it?
I don't know what the heck happened. I just saw her being interviewed like a month ago, and she was like saying what a great guy he is, and he even went to her father, asked for her hand in marriage.
He considers him a son.
Yeah.
This was before the engagement. He considered this guy a son.
What the heck? Just not right.
No.
You know? Jeez,
no.
Come on.
Etiquette. Like you said, etiquette is you have to. I would not even imagine somebody getting engaged and then breaking it off and not giving it back.
Right?
There's a lawsuit going to go on here. This guy's going to sue because it's a $3 million ring. If he doesn't get it back, he wants some compensation.
Yeah,
regardless.
It's only fair.
Yeah.
Only fair.
You know.
I mean, it's crazy. Hey, RIP to President Bush, huh?
Oh,
how about
HW,
that?
Yeah.
But what a life.
Yeah, what a life is. You know, we're not going to see another one like him, I don't think, forever,
ever.
Really.
Yeah.
The way things turn out these days and the generational gaps between a family to another, this guy did everything for his country since he was 18 till the day he died. You know, he was still working with the Salvation Army, and, you know, after the hurricanes in the Haiti or the Caribbean, he was always there with Bill Clinton to help out. out. So this is a guy that even through his 90s was helping, was giving, and what a send-off. Mm-hmm. I watched every bit of that, the funeral, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And the pomp and circumstance that went into this thing was absolutely amazing. He was due it. It was fitting. And, boy, you couldn't ask for a better way to go out. What, you know, you've heard of what an entrance, what an exit.
Yeah.
This was the way to go out.
I didn't realize how the Bush family was, it seemed in ways very similar to the Kennedy family with their tradition, with their history of being in politics. You know, his father, Prescott, was a congressman. The money, the wealth they had, how they did it, their home in, what,
Kennebunkport,
similar to the compound that the Kennedys had out there in
Hyannisport.
Right, it's very similar.
Kennebunkport,
huge family. You know, huge family. I love that with a huge family with all the grandkids and what have you, and just a fantastic life. And I think he was skydiving.
I think he did it 80, 85, 90.
And I think that's when he started getting really ill.
Yeah,
then.
80, 85, and 90. So he did it three times.
Yeah,
which is that's something I wouldn't do now. I don't know. Would you do that? Skydive?
I give it some consideration. You know, Frank, my future son-in-law, was talking about possibly doing that for his bachelor party.
What?
The funny thing is, I mean, I'm on the fence. I know our friend Jonas says he would love to do it. You hear people say yes, people say no. Kit, who's on the Access Hollywood.
Yeah, who had some work
right,
in.
Right, sure. But anyhow, she was talking about it. She did this years ago. She absolutely hated it. She says, I wouldn't suggest anybody do it. She said it was absolutely terrible, and she found out that her daughter was going to be doing it, so she called up wherever
they went. I guess that's where you go. Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah,
some people would love it.
Yeah, can do it nonstop, but she says it was just the pressure on the face was, I'm just surprised that she did it, but kudos to her.
Was it part of the segment for like a
I don't know, she
part
didn't go
show?
Into it, but it probably was. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably was. But speaking of the show, the Today Show, adios to Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yeah, she's there 11 years?
Yeah, 11 years. That's a long time. How long was she with Regis?
Probably about 11 years. Yeah, I think about the same amount of time.
I wonder who they're going to replace her with.
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's a very good question because they were good.
I think that one of the regulars that they always have on there, or maybe Jenna Bush Hager. Mm. She's always good.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on there.
Or
with NBC.
Bring back who was that one the girl that was co-hosted the third hour? She got the axe. Billy Bush got the axe.
Yeah,
Tamara.
Yeah. Bring her back.
You know, but I think they've got a lot of backup people that are on the Today Show that would fit in just fine.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm sure they already, because she must have gave the word on this a while ago.
Hoda came in to replace Matt Lauer, right? Hoda came in to replace Matt Lauer. Then at 9 o'clock switched around because they brought in, what's her name, the blonde, who just got fired, and they gave her $63 million. So then they filled that 9 o'clock hour
with a lot of comings and goings at the Today Show in the last
In the last 2 years since Billy Bush left, and then with Matt Lauer, and then everything else going on, and Tamara
splitting. Let the Al Roker co-host with Oda. I like Al Roker. He's entertaining. Plus, he's a sharp dresser.
I guess there's no chance of bringing Billy Bush back.
Done.
He's done. He's
he can't
toast.
Go anywhere. Nobody's taking him.
Nobody's taking him. Plus, his wife left him.
Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah, just like Matt Lauer's wife left him too, right?
His uncle just passed away.
Who's Bush? Yeah.
Yes.
Boy. Well, I guess he had enough money to hold you off, but boy, when it's
it's not the money. He got the money when he left the Today Show.
He got the raw deal there, boy.
He did get the raw deal.
I mean, the counterpart who was responsible.
Yeah,
for
we're not going to go into politics.
No,
got a raw deal.
Damn, I like Billy Bush too. First, for the longest time, I didn't like him.
Hey, too serious.
Hey, the Los Angeles, we don't have time to talk about it now, but the Los Angeles Times 101 Restaurants We Love just came out the other day on Sunday.
Oh, I thought that stopped because, that was on Sundays?
Yeah.
Of course, the day that I
maybe it was on, maybe it was Saturday. It was Saturday, I think, Mark. Yeah, Goldstein, he died, didn't he, Jonathan Goldstein?
Yeah, why didn't you tell me that was in? I would have went and got one. It wasn't Saturday. We didn't have it on Saturday, so I don't know. Did you get it Saturday or Sunday?
Actually, I think it was Sunday.
Sunday.
This seems like a Sunday thing, right?
I don't know. Think so. I think it used to come on Sunday.
Because it wouldn't have been a Monday,
no.
So unless it was Saturday.
But when I got it.
When did you get a paper last? Did you get Sunday?
No, I didn't get Sunday.
Oh, this was on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. If you would have told me that was in there, I would have gotten it.
Yeah. Anyhow, but I didn't even get a chance
to. But is Jonathan Goldsmith's name anywhere in there?
Just at the back.
Okay. So it's not saying like.
Let's see. I didn't even look at it, Mark. Just here. I guess that must be him. Because this is Jonathan Gold's Best Restaurants 2013 to 2017.
Okay. So
that's
got to
be
2018,
him.
So then he's not attached to this one, I guess.
Yeah.
Because he died a few months ago, so I would think that he would have had some of his picks.
Yeah.
And it's always a little one.
There's Peroni.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a big one.
Oh, I called it Petroni before, but I meant Peroni.
Did you call Petroni?
Yeah, yeah, Joe Petroni. Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, it's always a little magazine.
Yeah.
Little thing now.
Yeah, the little thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, well. Hey, we on the Storage Wars coming up at all?
No, I already asked you this. As far as I know, we're not coming up anytime in the near, in the coming weeks, so we're not there.
Okay. Well, if somebody wants to reach us, Mark, how can they reach us?
Well, first off, our website, wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. That's the best way to get a hold of us because we've got everything there. Now, if you want to send us an email, it's wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. Facebook.com/wowcreations. Instagram is, what's Instagram?
Wow Hollywood.
Wow Hollywood?
Yep.
And I think Twitter is also Wow Hollywood.
Wow Hollywood.
Okay, Wow Hollywood.
Easy enough, right?
Easy enough to get a hold of us there. We're here for the most part every Thursday at 8 or at 11 a.m. LATalkRadio.com, Channel 2, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, that is. Reruns of us on Storage Wars are running around the clock, around the world, at any time here in the U.S. at A&E Network or FYI Network. Now in London or in England, we're on the History Channel out there on the...
Hey, Mark, really quick. Was Miss Universe just recently on?
Last Sunday?
I think, was it on Sunday the 11th? I think, was it a couple days ago?
Or it's this Sunday.
That being said, we're going to be in New York in January for Miss New York USA and Miss Nevada USA, which we crowned Nia Sanchez 4 years or four years ago. But anyhow, it just dawned on me about the Miss Universe.
Yeah, I think it's, actually, I'm thinking, it's, I hope it's this Sunday, and I didn't miss it last Sunday.
For some reason, I'm thinking it was on the 11th. I didn't see it in the list, I didn't look at the listings, but for some reason, I'm thinking the 11th.
And was Sunday the 11th? About something on some of the news
12,
about 13, it, though.
14. What's today's date?
They're 13? In Bangkok.
Okay.
They're in Thailand, I think, somewhere in Thailand.
Yeah, we would have heard something. So it's probably upcoming up.
But thanks for listening and tuning into our show this week. If we don't talk to you again before Christmas, we wish you the best of holidays. Stay safe, drive safe, enjoy yourself.
Enjoy, have fun.
Ciao.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.